It's been 4 years since our last visit here. The city has made room for technology and embraced the digital age. But at what cost? Outside the capital city of Maputo, much of Mozambique remains in poverty, with high levels of HIV. The native people have seen many religious practices, some from Western cultures and some from their own tribal traditions. Understanding who God really is and the saving work of His Son Jesus Christ has become confused amid the melting pot of religious observances. Delcy's work goes on, bringing the precious light of the gospel to many lives. Some will remember the first installment of bricks for Delcy's vision for an orphanage. 4 years on, the Lord has wonderfully provided through the giving of His people, and Delcy's vision was realized. Orphanage houses 40 children, 8 rooms with 5 children in each room. There is also living quarters for the house parents. Savant's bakery grew and grew, so a larger bakery has been built on the new site.
Atanasio, come here! Where is he?
Hi. Remember Atanasio? He's still House of Ants bakery.
You look well.
Loaves are baked here every day. Alfredo are keen to develop Bible teaching for the students who have come up through the House of Ants program. This lies at the heart of everything that is done here. As a result, not only have many become followers of the Lord Jesus, but some are working full-time in House of Ants with Delcy and Alfredo. Eventually, he was brought to House of Ants via a near road traffic accident. Delcy and Alfredo's hearts were moved with compassion for this man, as he suffers with extreme deformities. Despite the complexity of his condition, Apolinario is a strong Christian. He never complains, and is always looking for how he can best serve the Lord.
So, thank you for the old people we support, we help them. My name is Apolinario. I'm here in Casa da Fumit. I'm teacher because you are praying for me.
Yeah.
And so thank you. Thank you for God to put me in front of Sister Delcy. Yeah. And then I so thank because when without Sister Delcy or without God, without your prayer, I'm alone. I'm still alone. But now I'm so thank you. Thank God was God to help me. And then I say, God, be continue to help me. And then put it in my heart for help another ones to need it. I say thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
But I'm happy because I'm here, I'm a son of God, and then I'm son Sister Delcy, will support me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then God will bless.
Yeah. My motorbike.
Yeah. A big help in my life. Because my motorbike is my legs. It's my legs.
Yeah.
To take the health for God, you can. I can go and fast like this.
But
motorbike can
do more.
And then when Sister Desi, after found the Sister Desi, Jeffrey, I stay in the.
Bus stop.
But the bus will pass me.
No,
pass
stop me. For
you. Don't take me. And then now I can go to school.
Yeah.
I can go to home. I can come here.
Oh, man.
in casa da formiga.
Yeah.
I can go to flat start there in church. And then the people who look at me and they say, yeah, now somebody said, yeah, God is a big. God is a real. And then now in my what can I say, just move in my church. Yeah, I say that God is God for me is a living in my life. Jesus, some Paul say that I'm not live now, but Jesus living for me. And then Jesus, I want to say that my in my prayer, whole thing. And then I teach my that young that child. I say that when you pray, say that our Father in heaven, Father, protect this sister, this year. Father, protect Casa da Formiga. Father, stay blessed. All that we do here. Because now I know that Jesus is alive.
Yeah. Okay. The last lesson.
Where is it?
Okay. But can I invite my best friend, Fenicio?
Society has its own unique difficulties when it comes to spiritual warfare. With electricity beginning to reach even the remotest villages, a new phenomena is being born. Although materialism is beginning to infiltrate surrounding areas, as always, the real issues lie within the heart of man. Evangelistic films. This provides many opportunities for open air preaching and the giving of testimonies. Stories of neglect, severe poverty, HIV, and often family tragedy lie behind the lives of many of these children. They have all come to seek help from Delsey and House of Ants. As Delsey, Alfredo and the team hold out a hand of compassion to these young lives, seeking to bring the saving message of Jesus Christ, helping them to make sense of what would otherwise be a very sad and tragic existence. Please continue to pray and support this work. It would seem that from a motive of selfishness and greed, the father of these three children shot their mother in cold blood. He is currently serving a 20-year jail sentence. The House of Ants and Delsey's love is now all they have. We must pray that God will pour out His love on these and many others like them and shine the precious light of the gospel into their hearts and lives. All Delsey wants is to be a channel for God to do this.